Now we're going to talk about plants that feed on flesh.
Feed me!
Where am I supposed to get it?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long.
That is the fictional carnivorous plant from the musical Little Shop of Horrors. Real meat-eating plants aren't that dramatic, but they have still fascinated scientists all the way back to Charles Darwin. And as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, scientists have new insight into how they have evolved.
Victor Albert grew carnivorous plants as a kid. Now he's a biologist at the University at Buffalo, and he still finds them fascinating.
It's kind of counterintuitive that a plant is actually using an animal for some of its food, whereas we usually think of animals such as ourselves as using plants.
He's recently been studying pitcher plants. These plants have leaves that are shaped like cups or pitchers with slippery sides. There's a pool of goo at the bottom. It's filled with digestive juices. Insects get attracted to the trap
and fall in and don't make it back out.
Albert says getting nutrients from bugs can help plants survive in poor soil. And pitcher plants evolved completely independently in three different parts of the world.
The East Asian pitcher plant is actually closely related to the Venus flytrap. The American pitcher plant is fairly closely related to kiwi fruits and blueberries.
And the Australian pitcher plant is related to the star fruit. Albert's team collected digestive goo from the inside of all these plants' traps. They analyzed each stew to see what enzymes and proteins were in there. And they found amazing similarities. The plants repurposed the same set of biological molecules.
The same pathway, pretty much, was followed in all three of these pitcher plants.
One enzyme that plants normally use to fight fungal infections got repurposed to break down the hard outer skeletons of insects. The enzymes had even been tweaked in similar ways, presumably to make them better at their new jobs. Albert and his colleagues report all this in the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution. He says, here's the bottom line.
Evolution sort of has a toolbox in plants that it can draw from.
And plants that eat meat, no matter where they evolved, seem to rely on the same tools. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.